Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Larry Bryant calling. I'm calling to dispute a charge that was placed on my card.
Okay, yes, sir. To better assist you, can I have the zip code that you're calling about?
Say what now?
Yes, sir. To better assist you, can I have the zip code that you're calling about, sir?
Okay, hold on just a minute. Hold on a second. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I went for you to give me that zip code, sir.
Oh, 28441.
Your first and last name?
Larry Bryant.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
459 West 5th Street, Garland, North Carolina, 28441.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold the line for me one moment while I look over this account for you.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. Are you calling in today about this testing round that you ordered, sir?
Say what now?
About this mail enhancement that you ordered?
I didn't order no mail enhancement.
Okay, yes, sir. It looks like back on February 23rd is when you made this order for $6.70 and $7.45.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I remember that, but it had no stipulations of $91.82 to be paid later.
Okay, yes, sir, because it was 14 days that you had to try this product, so that's why you was on the charge.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. That's false advertisement. It did not stipulate that. If it had stipulated it, I wouldn't have never signed. I wouldn't have never authorized it.
Yes, sir, it does state on the terms and conditions that it's a 14-day trial that you're opting into, and when your 14 days up, you'll get charged the full amount for that product.
Ma'am, I'm not disputing what you are reading, but I'm disputing what was stated or that was presented at the time that I did that. Because I actually canceled it. I really did cancel it.
Okay, yes. Sir, just hold a line for me 1 minute. Just hold on for a minute.
Yeah. You see what I mean? I mean,
okay, yes,
the system.
I don't have any records of you calling in and getting this counseled out, sir. But it's no problem.
No, I can assist you with that. I didn't call, ma'am. I didn't call. I counseled it out right then.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Because it is a recurring monthly bill, so until you get that canceled out, you'll get charged that amount every month, sir.
Well, see, okay. Well, I need you to do that then, because I had done that. I canceled it out at the moment that they told me that I had to purchase two instead of one.
Okay, yes, sir. I can assist you with getting that canceled out. However, it does look like your account qualified for a 35% discount off of any future orders.
No, ma'am. I want my money. I want my money back. I'm
How about a 50% discount off of any future orders?
No, ma'am. Because this ain't the first time that they've done this. This ain't
okay,
the first
yes.
time.
Okay, yes, sir. I do understand that. So I'd like to offer you a 75% discount off of any future orders.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I just want my money back. That's all. Money put back in my account and cancel out whatever else.
Just hold on for me one moment, sir, while I get your account canceled out for you.
Okay. That number is a scam. I'm going to report this thing to the Attorney General.
Tomorrow, and I'm not trying to keep plugging the app, but really, people knew to come here quickly because they got that push alert. So it's a good reason to sign up because, as we mentioned, Johnson County is going to have more vaccine clinics, David. They just don't know exactly when they're going to be yet.
Yeah, it's amazing, Keely, and as the president said last night, with each person receiving a shot, we're a step closer to normalcy. Keely Arthur, live in Johnson County, thank you.
And today, President Joe Biden spoke in the Rose Garden to celebrate the passage of the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling. My God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job. Unemployment runs out. I'm behind in my mortgage. What am I going to do? Well, guess what? They're going to get that credit back check soon.
Officials say payments will hopefully start going out this weekend, with the majority of Americans receiving payments before the end of this month.
Have you been outside today? If you have, you may know it is the warmest day of the year. A cold front is coming, but right now we're just ready. You can't see everybody behind me in the shot. There's so many people in the ditch bar out this afternoon. Meteorologist Kat Campbell connected to the WREL Severe Weather Center, cracking the changes and allowing us to drink in one more afternoon like this, Kat.
Just one more. The cold front is awfully close to us. It's in Southern Virginia right now. We're seeing the cloud cover increase with it. It brings a small chance for rain this evening. It's very low impact rain, but we are starting to see some showers move into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, closing in on Southfield. But this line of showers should really break up as it continues to push to the south tonight. After that, we are cooler behind the cold front this weekend, about 15 degrees cooler, but it's still not too bad. High temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s, both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding that line for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have that account canceled out. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. Let them hold on just a minute. Let me get a pen and a piece of paper. Okay. What's that number?
C as in Charlie, 881-425-872.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And well they will not take no more money out of my account.
No, sir, they will not. That account is closed out, and you will not have any more payment or shipment coming out, sir. Is there anything else I may assist you with today?
What about the refund?
That charge is valid. I cannot tamper with that charge, sir.
Say what now?
Yes, sir. That charge is valid. I cannot tamper with that charge.
You cannot tamper with it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. That's what I'm talking about. That's how they ripping people off. They ain't nothing but a scam. That's okay. I'm going to report them to the daggone attorney general. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold on for me one moment, sir.
Because it's supposed to be a 60-day trial, and I canceled it out because I was only wanting one, and they requested that I have to have two. And so I canceled it out the same day. But it still went through. And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yes, sir. That charge is valid, but what I can do for you is a courtesy is provide you with a 50% refund of the charge.
Okay.
You want to go forth with that 50% refund, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
So you'll receive at $45.94. Just hold on for me one moment while I get this refund in place for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for holding that line for me. I have a refund of $45.95 going back into the car ending in 7405. It just may take up to 3 to 5 business days to show up into your account. Is there anything else I may assist you with today?
No, ma'am. You did enough.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hey, yes, ma'am. You need to get find you another job.
Sir.
Yeah, you need to find you another job because that company getting ready to get is already in trouble.
Oh wow, yes, sir, I am sorry for that. But
it's number of scam. And like
no,
I
sir,
said,
it's
I'm
not a
report.
Scam. The terms and conditions are
yes,
on the website.
Yes,
it follows,
yes, it is, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
It is, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.
Yes, ma'am.